In parallel with the process of Brexit and the negotiations between the European Union and Great Britain, the European Union has also decided, in its wisdom or in a form of political schizophrenia, launched a thing called the White Paper on the Future of Europe. And they offer five scenarios, and basically by December of this year, through a process of consultation with the people, then the European Parliament in September, and then with governments in December, they will decide where we're going. And one of those options is that we will have nothing but the single market, or those who want to do more, which would result in a situation where some countries could decide that the freedom of movement of people, which currently is sacrosanct, would no longer be sacrosanct. So by December, in theory, the European Union could be negotiating with Britain a trade deal on the basis that freedom of movement of people is sacrosanct, while at the same time having decided that within the European Union, the freedom of movement of people is not sacrosanct. Now explain that one to me.
Is it your belief that the Irish government is ready for that negotiation? Do you have any confidence and trust in the Irish government that it will negotiate that in a way that you believe is proper and correct?
From what I understand at the moment, and that's one of the reasons why I'm putting this out there, I believe that the best option that the government think they have is to go for option number five, doing much more together. Of course, I can't know that until they come out and tell us. But doing much more together means the following, and it's quite clear, it's stated in the White Paper. It means that we go for further fiscal and economic union, which means that there will be a budget centrally decided, whether that be in Frankfurt or Berlin, and we will become a glorified region of the European Union. It also means total cooperation with NATO, which means that our neutrality would be gone down the tubes, and that we would be signed up to a European army. Now, that is option five. Now, what the government's opinion is, I don't know. I would love to know. But the question has to be asked, where is this process? We have been told up to a month ago that the European Union would be coming out consulting with people. They have until September to do this, by which time we discuss it in the European Parliament. Where is this process? What is the government's opinion on this process? What are other political parties' opinion on this process? I'm quite clear what my opinion is. I believe we should go back to nothing but the single market, or those who want to do more, because I hear a lot of people talk about how the European Union is a peace project. Now, we can debate that, but there is one thing for sure. We had peace and calm in the European Union, or the European Economic Community as it was, before Lisbon and Nice. I don't think we can say the same thing now. And I think one of the reasons why we have the problems we have is because we have a one-size-fits-all situation. I personally don't have a problem with freedom of movement of people. I got a benefit in being able to go to London many times and go to Germany. But there are other countries that don't agree with it. And whether we like that or not, if we keep pushing for a one-size-fits-all, I think we'll end up with nothing. So the debate has begun. I would love to know what the government's position is on it. And also the other question has to be asked again. If freedom of movement of people was so important during the pre-Brexit negotiations, and Great Britain was told that no way could they restrict the freedom of movement of people, the question has to be asked, now that Brexit has happened and the negotiations are going on with Britain, why now has the European Union decided that maybe it will not be sacrosanct anymore, and that by December the European Union could have decided that its new course is to go far back to what we originally were? So we will be negotiating with Britain on the basis that freedom of movement would be sacrosanct and that we can't do a deal with them, while at the same time we'll be saying to everyone else in the European Union, that's just fine to do it. Now, if you live in Donegal or you live on any of the border counties, you'd be even more bemused. And in fact, if they had listened to the people of Donegal when they voted against Nice and Lisbon and continue with what we had, we wouldn't have this problem now.